This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco is a city known for many things: cable cars, political activism, a vibrant art scene. One annual event brings them all together. Every October, the free outdoor dance festival called San Francisco Trolley Dances takes audiences on guided tours on public transit with live performance. On each tour, audiences ride the streetcars with a guide who takes them to various locations near muni stops. KALW's Jen Chien dropped in on the rehearsal process and brings back this story.
You go, you keep going. What's your first move? Go back to hers. And you just start with Jenny's.
Choreographer Kim Epifano is putting her dancers through their paces up and down a long staircase outside the Wellness Center at City College of San Francisco. The steps are wide and concrete with metal banisters running down the middle. Two dancers jump over and onto the railings, then turn quickly to run up the steps.
Nice. Okay, now can you guys do that together? On the banister dance?
This is a rehearsal for one of the pieces in San Francisco Trolley Dances, an annual festival of short, site-specific performances that take place along a particular muni streetcar line. At each location, a different dance group performs in a different style, from aerial to modern to hip-hop. This year's event runs along the J. Church streetcar line, beginning at 30th and Church Streets and ending at the Ocean Avenue campus of City College. Epifano directs the whole event, and has for the past 11 years. She says she was inspired to start San Francisco Trolley Dances after she performed in San Diego's event of the same name, which began as a partnership between a cash-strapped choreographer and a transit district eager for more riders.
I thought, oh my gosh, the city of trolleys, that's San Francisco, even though they're not actually trolleys. But our F-Line is a moving museum on wheels. So I thought, well, we should do it here.
Over Epifano's 30-year career as a dancer and choreographer in San Francisco, she's done stints with radical performance troupes like Dance Brigade and Contraband, making political art in the streets. So this kind of thing was right up her alley.
I really wanted to make art that everybody could go to, because you're making a stance when you're doing site-specific work. You're saying, we are here, we're part of this fabric of this city, and we are important. And so we do that by putting it in unusual places that everybody can see.
Muni officials don't play an active role in the performances themselves, but the agency does provide advertising, space, and support. It's an unlikely partnership between public art and public transit, one that Epifano says has broadened her horizons as an artist.
The art of making the city go. Those are some of my collaborators on this project, whether it's the permit people or it's Muni or it's the libraries or, you know, everything. I feel like I've gotten to know those people that I might not have if I had just stayed in the proscenium stage dance world.
And the process of making a dance piece for a specific public space, a street corner, a library, the courtyard of an office building, means getting to know people you might otherwise pass right by.
Security guards could get upset, or a teacher, or the cleaning person, or even if you're outside and maybe that's some homeless person's area. You know, it's like the politics of the street. I've learned a lot. How do you be sort of polite, but also be able to be at home in that space and make it your own?
Epifano says it's about building a relationship with the space itself.
Down, leg, down, up, then leg down.
I always feel like after I've done something, that's my special place. When I go by it again, like I have this secret for myself and my heart, so it becomes a part of me.
It gives me like a special bond with a certain place, you know, that you can't have with like, you know, being in the studio all the time or anything like that.
Francisco Araliga is a computer science major at City College and a member of the on-campus dance crew Strong Pulse, which is performing in trolley dances this year. Right now, he and a partner are working on a sinuous, hip-hop-inspired dance along and on top of some long, curved stone benches. It's a popular hangout spot at City College.
Normally, I would just come out here. We would go to the city cafe, and then we would come down here, and we would just sit there and eat, like, lunch, just whatever. You know, I didn't really think that I would ever, like, dance on, like, the place I would just sit and eat at, you know?
He says he hopes the performances will give the audience a similar shift in perception.
I hope they just, you know, they don't come here and they just see, like, a bench. They actually come here and they see an actual dance, you know? See, they're able to, like, see other, you know, aspects of the bench.
One, two, three. One, two, one.
At the other end of the trolley dance's route, on 30th Street in Noe Valley, Ramon Ramos Alayo and four of his dancers rehearse on the sidewalk in front of a colorful mural. They're doing a fusion of Cuban and modern dance. Their hips switch back and forth as they execute fast and fancy footwork in their sneakers.
Take a little more time in there.
Alayo says site-specific work can make an audience see a place differently. And the fact that that place is outside of a theater may make audiences see dance differently.
But right now we're bringing the dance to the street, so people, you know, and it's free. People are gonna, you know, people can enjoy more.
Trolley Dance's director Kim Epifano says she thinks putting art up front and bringing it directly to people is an important statement.
How do we go with the change that's going on in the city and meeting it face to face and not going away but making it work with it? Because what else are you going to do? Trolley Dances is for everybody. It's not a specific group, so it keeps the art intact in the city.
San Francisco is undergoing a dramatic transformation these days. And by strengthening people's connections to the places where they live, maybe art can help keep the city intact, too. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.
Nice. Good.